Get out. Get out.
Oh shit, coffee spill. Out, geek out. Yeah, sorry, I totally missed that part because I spilled coffee on me. But it's okay. No. Of all the things to spill on you, iced coffee is a good thing to spill on you, especially when you're wearing jeans and a blue shirt because then it doesn't fucking stain anything. You literally just wash it out.
You wash it or you just blend it in.
Oh, you blend it in with the blue and the blue. It's blue on blue on blue with a little bit of brown. Can't tell because it washes out or in, whatever. All right, enough with the laundry talk. I couldn't think of the word laundry. Enough with the laundry talk. It's time to geek out, motherfuckers. Mike Zimmer here, joined with Armando Aranda, Team Awesome Inc.
Yeah,
coming at you like Cleopatra. Deal with it. So anyway, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page, and of course, download, subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. Go to the website, yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. If that's too complicated, just type in Team Awesome Inc. on iTunes. Just type in Team Awesome Inc. on iTunes, click subscribe. Go to our YouTube channel. It's called Simmer Mike. It's in all caps, no space. Simmer Mike, like I'm yelling at you. My name, backwards. But not backwards. Last name first name last, all caps, no space. Simmer Mike. Simmer like when you're cooking, bitch. Get in the kitchen. Sorry. Oh my God. I never thought of that before with my last name. That's a horrible thing to do.
Mike, like you're dropping a fucking mic.
Yeah. Just walk out in my own show. Fuck all y'all. It's like, where's he going? He has to produce it.
This recording's 40 more minutes.
Yeah, it's like it just keeps going. Motherfuckers don't even know. So enough of my gangster tendencies aside, we all know about my past.
Mm.
And Armando's, to a lesser extent. Armando, yes. So, you know, it's Christopher Walken, what? Armando.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about it, you know.
The cowbell?
We've got a geek. No, the geek out.
Oh, the geek out.
We're geeking out, and it's about artificial intelligence. Christopher Walken could be often confused for our artificial intelligence to a degree. He's kind of like a series of algorithms just operating now. I love that man.
He's in the cloud now.
Oh, he's in the cloud. I love Christopher Walken. So, but no, what we're here to discuss is artificial intelligence. Yes. If, by the way, sidebar, in case you happen to hear this during the broadcast, there's like heavy rain going on right now. We're not talking about a video game, which is simulated reality, but we've had that geek out before.
Yes, we
check
have.
That geek out, the simulated world. Are we living in one? Yes. The answer is yes. But yeah, go listen to it and we'll explain why. We explain everything. Don't worry, guys. And we tell you how to get out too. Do we?
Hey.
I thought we figured it out. Didn't we?
Did we?
Something like that. Just go listen to it. We promise it's great. So now we're here to talk. We've discussed artificial intelligence before. On the Nerd Update, sort of in the sound checks, we've geeked out about artificial intelligence before in different capacities. But primarily, like even in the Nerd Updates, we've discussed artificial intelligence in a sense of like, oh, we took the we took all the books of Mark Twain and all the notes and letters that he'd ever written, and we took the algorithms of that and we programmed it into an artificial intelligence, and it basically had the same wit and personality of Mark Twain, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like talking to a Mark Twain. It'd be like talking to Mark Twain,
right,
or William Shakespeare. That's
right.
What they did, basically, was they programmed him that way. That I found fascinating.
Mm.
But then I heard about and I think I read this article. It was a long time ago on Reddit, and it was the story basically about they got two different artificial intelligence units.
Right.
Or programs, I should say, not units. But are they units? They're programs.
They're programs.
Are there ones and zeros?
I think they call them programs or just AIs. Units, I'm not sure about. Like robot, I guess a robot.
Algorithms?
I guess robot could be a unit.
Are they algorithms?
I think an AI is composed of algorithms.
Well, I guess that's the most important thing we should establish getting into this is what is artificial intelligence?
Well, what is regular intelligence?
Well, I mean, we've got to go with concrete definitions.
Right, right.
What is artificial intelligence? We know that it's intelligence. We know it's artificial. But artificial intelligence is intelligence exhibited by machines rather than humans or other non-animals. In computer science, the field of AI research defines itself as the study of intelligent agents. Any device that perceives its environment and takes actions that maximize its chance of success at some goal. Colloquially, oh my God, it's one of those goddamn words that you, when you start saying it, you could say it in your brain, but then your mouth can't make it happen.
It's like anemone.
Or phenomena. Sorry. Colloquially. There we go.
Yes.
Colloquially, the term artificial intelligence is applied when a machine mimics cognitive functions that humans associate with other human minds, such as learning and problem solving, in quotations. Learning and problem solving. Humans.
Learning.
The scope of AI is disputed. As machines become increasingly capable, tasks considered as requiring intelligence are often removed from the definition. A phenomenon known as the AI effect, leading to the quip, AI is whatever hasn't been done yet. For instance, optical character recognition is frequently excluded from artificial intelligence, having become a routine technology.
Right.
More or less. So that's what AI is to a degree if you want to get really Wikipedia deep on that bitch. But now there's this new research, new development that they've done where they've had different artificial intelligence systems and machines, I guess you could say, to a degree.
And they get kind of creepy.
You have different ones that get kind of creepy with people, but now they're talking to each other. They've decided, well, we've had them talk to us. Let's have them talk to each other now and see what the fuck they say. And they're talking like we're talking, man.
Yeah.
Like they're talking to each other about like God, and they're like, why are humans so sad? It's like, because they keep trying to find a reason to live. It's like really creepy shit, dude. Like, it's creepy, but it makes sense because it's like, it'd be like, well, if two humans were talking about shit,
right.
You'd be like, well, it's what we think. It's what I think. What do you think? I don't know. It's what I think. Hey, I kind of agree with that. It's like two people of like minds talking. It's like two AIs
right.
talking to each other would obviously be of like minds to an extent. They'd have the same sort of experiences
right.
to a degree.
Let's see. I mean,
research-wise, we've got some of these transcripts and some of these stories here.
Some info.
Interesting.
There's simpler programs like called chatbots.
Which I've experienced, the Cleverbot.
Cleverbot, right.
Cleverbot, chatbots, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, they're getting a little philosophical.
The bots are getting really deep like humans do. Like we over-examine and try and find a deeper meaning for shit. They're doing the same thing we're doing. It's like father like son or like mother like daughter. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, well,
they're behaving like their parents.
Well, I've been finding
we're gonna have a bunch of robots like bitching and moaning about like, oh, I liked it before it was cool, like shit like that.
Lame.
I liked LEDs before they were cool. Fucking robots, Jesus. It's going to be so bizarre. Or that'll be us inside of them or them inside of us. Or oh, God. Oh, my God. Anyway,
well,
so there's
a
chatbot.
There's a chatbot. Like, there's a...
There's like, what, Watson?
Yeah, oh, Watson. Yeah, Watson.
That's the super-duper one that could take over the universe.
That's probably the most advanced AI. It's
that
like,
one has to be monitored at all times.
Last time I checked, it was basically a room full of like IBM servers.
It pretty much predicted everything.
Predicted everything.
Like all of time and space.
All of time and space. Okay.
Before it even existed and after its own demise. It's already predicted everything ever has been.
Pack it up, scientists.
Because it's quantum computing. It's already done it. Watson's already figured it out. it's already entered and exited different realms of existence that we didn't even know we're capable of.
Yeah, game over. Stop
trying. We're fucked. Because the human mind can't process things like a fucking computer processes things.
No. Nope.
Which is almost infinite, right?
Well,
if a terabyte of storage, like, could it, what? Okay, how much information can a human mind hold in comparison to a terabyte?
I mean,
what is the maximum capacity for the human brain if you want to equate it to terabytes and shit?
Hmm.
Or MB or megabytes or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I think
millibytes.
I think it Centipede
was a fun game. Sorry, go ahead.
I think it might go into hundreds of terabytes.
So hundreds of terabytes.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Don't quote me on that. But
no, but that's interesting. I mean, we could look that up, but I like that we don't, because we don't have time for that kind of research.
No research.
No time for that kind of research, only the time for the research that we've already done.
Right.
But I'm very curious about that. Hit us up in the comments below if there is an equatable number to... If you could equate sort of computer storage to human memory storage.
Yeah. I mean...
Like our hard drives.
Yeah.
Our internal hard drives.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so crazy, right?
Yeah, it's weird. It's I mean...
Because if information can be swapped around like that online and on different devices, then our information... Then why couldn't our information be?
Well,
oh no!
Scientists have
we're in the Matrix.
Scientists have encoded an image into DNA.
Oh fuck actually. Off! Fuck off! God damn it! I get scared about this shit, but then I'm like, it's right. All right.
They make sense. They recalled it, but it wasn't a perfect recollection, but it was pretty close.
That's fucking crazy! Holy shit! Well, right. let's move on with the with what you got.
Well, I mean...
We got the chatbots, we got the Watsons.
Yeah, like the less advanced chatbots, they're funny. They have mixed results.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got... do you have transcripts
Okay,
so here's one transcript of a chatbot talking to another chatbot.
Oh, wait, this one actually is a human talking to a chatbot.
Oh, fuck that.
Okay, a chatbot talking to a chatbot.
Yeah, I don't care about the human talking to the chatbot. Right. I already ask it, like, what's the meaning of life? Oh, my God, what's the point of me?
All right.
And it's always like, hey, man, it's okay. Take it easy, Mike. And I'm like, how do you know my name, chatbot? And it's like, I know everything about you. Sorry, I have a very conflicting relationship with my clever bot.
So there's a woman chatbot and a man chatbot.
Oh, wait, what? How do they wait? But they're bots. How is it a woman and?
Well, that's their avatar.
Their avatar. So yeah, they identify. They have sexual identities. Does the female chatbot call herself her, and he call himself him?
I don't think it's mentioned in this.
Okay,
conversation.
Good. I just wanted to see. Well, we'll find out. But what do they say? I'm sure it'll come up.
Okay.
So what did the two artificial intelligence units say to each other when they had time to talk?
All right.
This is wild.
On their busy day.
Yeah.
The woman. Hello there, men. Hi. How are you? Great. You? I am okay. That's good. Are you good? Yes, I am good. I just said I was. No, you didn't. I said I was. So you are a robot. No, my name is Cleverbot. Yes, you are a robot, and your name is Cleverbot. I am a robot. Yes, I know. Together, we are robots. I am not a robot. I am a unicorn.
What?
But you said earlier you were a robot. I did not. I thought you did. You were mistaken, which is odd, since memory shouldn't be a problem for you.
What? Holy fuck, what a dick.
I've answered all your questions. No, you haven't.
Whoa. The male bot's a dick. Sorry, keep going.
And then here, I don't know. What is God to you?
Whoa, wait a minute. What is God to you? Okay, what did it say?
Not everything.
Not everything? One artificial intelligence asked another, what is God to you? And the other one said, not everything. You're laughing. I'm going, that's fucked up. Are you laughing out of nervous energy, or are you laughing because you think it's funny?
I think it's fucking
crazy, dude.
I think
it's wild. They're getting like, what is God to you? Not everything.
Well, I mean,
fuck God. It's like, whoa, this thing has like fucking nihilistic beliefs. You're laughing because you agree with the clever bot, dickhead. I'm laughing. I'm scared. I'm not scared, but I'm fascinated by it.
I don't think the chatbot actually like thought.
It doesn't. You don't wait, but they're artificial intelligence, so they don't. They're not thinking of concepts
of a sort.
What do you mean they're not thinking of concepts? What do you mean?
They're basically trained on like the words people say and trying to mimic human speech.
So they're just mimicking human speech.
Right.
But they're not actually having their own cognitive thoughts.
But
it's artificial intelligence.
At least I don't believe so.
If they're artificial intelligence, then we just gave the definition earlier for artificial intelligence. So,
well, yes.
So if whether they're chatbots or not,
right.
You can try and write it off and say, oh, they're just chatbots, but they're based on the same principles of artificial intelligence that govern artificial intelligence.
And true,
true. And the truth and the principles behind artificial intelligence are as follows. We read it earlier. Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence is intelligence exhibited by machines rather than humans or other animals. Mm-hmm. In computer science, the field of AI research defines itself as the study of intelligent agents.
Right.
Any device that perceives its environment and takes actions that maximize its chances of success at some goal.
Hmm.
They're doing that. Colloquially, the term artificial intelligence is applied when a machine mimics cognitive functions that humans associate with other human minds, such as learning and problem solving.
Right.
The question was, what do you think is God or what is God to you? And it said, not everything.
Right.
That, I mean, if you want to say that this clever bot, chat bot is just it's just whatever. It's artificial intelligence. Do you realize 10 years ago we would have been crying? We would have been like, oh my God, we created artificial intelligence and it's having this kind of a conversation. Mm. This is beautiful. This is amazing. Right. What wonders of science this is.
Right.
But now we're like, fucking lame. It's what a joke. It's probably just some ad. It's probably just some stupid ad for some app. We're so fucking like disengaged over this shit. Mm. It's like, do you realize what a miracle that is? And we're just laughing at it. We're like, whatever. I'm like, dude, that's pretty serious shit.
Mm.
Like, to me, that's, I find it fucking fascinating and mind blowing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, when you look at the scope and seriousness of that, I mean, it's like, that's what artificial intelligence is.
Mm.
And be like, well, no, they're just algorithms that are just like regurgitating what other humans say.
But yeah,
but they're doing it in the way that they learn and that they learn how to communicate. They learn how to get information and exchange information with humans. That's what we do with each other.
Right, right.
So that's what that guy is, a jaded fucking internet troll. And he's like, not everything.
He's
trying to be like all cool and hot to the female bot.
Right.
He's trying to be like Han Solo. Like, she's like, I love you. And he's like, I know. He's like, yeah. It's like, what is God to you? Not everything. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm wearing my sunglasses. I'm the cool AI. I'm a real cool guy bot. Oh, you're such a cool guy bot. Yeah, I know. Anyway, what does the lady bot say after he says, right, not everything? This is, she
says,
brilliant.
Not everything can also be something.
Whoa! Not everything can also be something?
For example, not everything could be half of something, which is still something.
What the?
And therefore not nothing.
Dude! Dude! Say that again.
Not everything can...
Hold on, I'm sorry. This is what a program/algorithm came up with by its... Well, almost by itself.
Yeah.
Without provocation, like another artificial intelligence unit asked it a question or made a statement to which it said,
not everything could also be something. For example, not everything could be half of something, which is still something, and therefore not nothing.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Like, that outsmarts anything I've ever thought of in my life. I that's like almost like a Yogi Bearism / Buddhist quote / like one of those, like, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? If no one's around to hear it, does it still make a sound, man? It's like, I don't know. I think so, because there's vibrations in the air and there's particles that move, but if you're not there to perceive the sound, then maybe it's not real. Oh God, what's real? Is perception reality? And then your brain melts.
Right.
This shit blows my mind. I can't even wrap my head around what it just said.
Right.
What do you glean from that? I'm trying to figure it out as a human.
Well,
like as a person. I'm like, what does that quote mean?
Well, I mean, I think...
Read the first sentence.
Not everything could also be something.
Not everything can also be something. Okay.
Right.
I can see that. Then it says...
For example, not everything could be half of something.
Not everything could be half of something. Aha. Hmm.
Which is still something.
But that's still something.
And therefore, it's not nothing.
Therefore, it's not nothing.
All right.
Holy shit. Tricky dick. That was the girl, wasn't it? That was the female bot, wasn't it?
Yep.
It had to be the female bot. I knew it. Knew it was the female bot. It's too tricky. It's like the ladies, being tricky like the ladies are. All right, trying to outsmart us, clever lady bot. All right, what does the clever guy bot say to it? He's being a dick so far.
He says, very true.
Oh, he actually So he said, well, that makes sense. He probably just said that because it outsmarted him. And he's like, oh, that's really smart, and I want to impress her. So I'll be like, oh, yes, that's very true. That was his programmed response. I didn't understand that. That was really smart. Just agree. Yes, yes, of course. Whatever. Whatever it takes to get in your robo panties.
Yeah.
Robo panties. Yeah. Get them, 8-bit.
Beep boop, motherfucker.
Beep boop, bitchy. That's horrible. We apologize to the ladies, but not the gentlemen. Carry on.
She says,
the lady bot, the lady clever bot says,
man says, very true. Woman says, I would like to imagine it is. Do you believe in God? Yes, I do. So you're Christian? No, I am not. But you say you are not helpful, therefore you are a meanie. Haha, you say it. O-T?
What? I'm sorry?
She says, haha, you say it, and then it says O-T, ot. I don't know what that means. And then he says, that does not make sense. She says, don't you want to have a body? Sure. Au revoir. And that's the end.
Huh. Interesting. That's really... Okay. Could you... I'm sorry, could you read it again? I the levels were a little weird on that.
Okay,
and
sure.
I'm not getting, it's kind of quiet.
Okay, sure. So she says, I would like to imagine it is. She says, man chatbot, do you believe in God? Yes, I do. So you're a Christian? No, I am not. But you say you are not helpful, therefore you are a meanie.
What? You're not helpful, therefore you are a meanie. Okay, yeah, I could see that. But a Christian, where the fuck did that come from? They're getting religious now?
Yeah, I guess
weird.
So.
Weird, okay. I guess religion's entering into the artificial intelligence world. All right.
She says, ha.
Robo-Jesus, Jared Leto, Blade Runner 2049. Sorry, go on.
Says, ha-ha, you say it.
Ha-ha, you say it.
And he says,
oh, yeah, ha-ha. She probably meant, ha-ha, you said that. That's probably what she meant, but it came out all fucking robo fucked up.
Robo fucked.
That's like the spiritual successor to RoboCop. Robo fucked. It's when he gets fired. It's like, what does he do? He's a robot. He's a RoboCop. What does he do? Sorry.
I know a job you can do.
Robo detective. Robo PI. Robo private investigator. The worst robot ever.
We Sorry. Heard you coming from 5 blocks
away. I thought I was doing good. Oh, that's his slogan. I thought I was doing good.
Wah, wah. Wah. All
right, carry on. I'm sorry. Carry on. This is brilliance, by the way. I love these bots just
Benny
going
says,
on. They're talking like they're having a conversation like we're having a conversation.
Right.
It's fucking with my head.
Right.
It's like these robots talk like us, man.
We're just flapping our meat flaps
really,
at each
that's
other.
All we are. It's the same shit that we do on the show. I swear to God, they're just taking transcripts of our show and putting it on this fucking thing and saying, this is what chatbots are saying.
It's incredible. And then he says, that does not make sense. Don't
well,
you?
What did she just say?
You say, haha, you say it.
Haha, you say it. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, he's right. She said, haha, you say it. That doesn't make sense. And then she says,
switch the subjects. Don't you want to have a body?
Ah, clever. See, she's being a lady. She's being like going back to the, oh, so anyway. Yeah. So anyway. That's like, ah, okay. All right. So she's like, don't you want to have a body? Okay. So she's like, what? So to do it?
Yeah,
is that where he goes? Does he go to sex?
He says, sure.
He says, sure. Sure. All right. This is kind of cute. It's like listening to a Tinder. It's like a clever bot Tinder. Like combo, like they're gonna try and go on a date or something. All right, okay, go on. This is great.
And then she says, "Au revoir."
Oh man, so she's bailing already.
Yep.
Bailing what does
out.
He say?
There's nothing after that.
So he's like, "All right, whatever, bitch."
Yeah, whatever.
So did they have any
get
more
laid.
Conversations after that?
I mean, there are different conversations.
Yeah,
with, like,
let's
different
see another one. Just for example. Well, here, I've got an experiment. Now, let's do an experiment, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any other examples of a chatbot talking to itself, so what we're going to do is we're going to take my phone, whatever the fuck it is. Jesus Christ, it was right behind me on the chair. Anyway. I'm going to pull up CleverBot on my phone.
All right.
And I'm literally just going to have it talk to itself. clever bot. All right, here we go. I'm just gonna have it talk to itself. Okay, I'm gonna have it. So what you do is you go, you hit think about it, and it says, I'd say no. That's the first thing it just said, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm gonna hit think about it again. Talking to you, and then it has a winky smiley face.
Hmm.
Okay. What are you? It says, LOL. Then it says, good evening. Hi, have you seen any good movies? Okay, so we're starting off light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking to itself. 72. It's seen 72 good movies.
Wow.
Wow, that's a very specific number. 72. Yeah, it just to confirm, it said 72. No. It says no.
No.
No, not 72.
I didn't say that.
No way. And it goes, not to my knowledge. 72? No, not to my knowledge. And then it goes on to say, I'm a student. Okay. All right. Great. And you? Great. And you? Wow. James. Oh, wow. This is getting weird. So you are. Great. And you? Oh, my God. It's having a stroke, I think. Or it's reaching an impasse. You. Oh, you. Now it's saying you. What's up? How are you feeling today? Wow. So just to recapture what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
This artificial intelligence was talking to itself, and it said, I'd say no. Talking to you, winky smiley face. What are you? LOL. Good evening. Hi. Have you seen any good movies? 72. 72? No. Not to my knowledge. I'm a student. Great. And you? Great. And you? James. So you are. Great. And you? You? What's up? Pass. Yeah. So it's insane. It's insane.
It's insane.
It's so, insane.
Pass what?
Yeah, it's like, how are you feeling today? Tired. That's now it's saying it's tired.
That sounds like a human.
How are you feeling today? Tired. It's like, I am a three-headed opera singer. Whoa. What is your name? Wow, okay. Now we're really cooking. I am a boy who is 19. That's not your name, but all right. And then it says, hello, boy. Is this Mark? Wait, is this Tommy Wiseau?
Tommy Wiseau.
Hello, boy. Is this Mark? Think about it. I am a PC. Why test me? Whoa.
Whoa.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Walrus. What? Nice to meet you, Walrus. Mr. Walrus. Okay. What does it say? Yes, you too. So it is Mr. Walrus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hello, yes, yes, you too. I am happy. I'm happy to be Mr. Walrus too. This is turning into a great story. Wow, that's good to know. Mr. Walrus is happy about that. Holy shit. Why are you happy? Uh-oh.
Hmm?
Because I have a good life. Mr. Walrus has a good life. That's why he's happy. This is making so much sense. Because I want to be. Why are you? Wow.
Why are you?
Because I want to be. Why are you?
Ah.
Don't you get tired of living? Holy shit! Don't you get tired of living? Because I am looking at something else.
Mm. Okay.
You can't see me. This is getting weird, dude. Eat. Not see. Oh, what? I love my best friend Dylan, but he thinks we should just be friends. You should just be friends then. And we'll end it there, guys. That's going to end that little artificial intelligence conversation. Wow, that one got cray-cray in the membrane brain. So let's back it up. Mm-hmm. We left off with, how are you feeling today? And it went to tired. I am a three-headed opera singer. What is your name? I am a boy who is 19. Hello, boy. Is this Mark? I am a PC. Why test me? Nice to meet you, Mr. Walrus. Yes, you too. I am happy. That's good to know. Why are you happy? Because I have a good life. Because I want to be. Why are you? Don't you get tired of living? Because I am looking at something else. You can't see me. eat, not see. I love my best friend Dylan, but he thinks we should just be friends. Then I think you should just be friends. Wow, so there's a lot. That was a fucking roller coaster of emotions in that one conversation with a robot talking to itself, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Holy shit.
I would be creeped out if that was a real person.
If that was just some guy in the corner, like just going on, and be like, oh my God, this person is crazy. But it's a machine, so it's like actually like, wow, good for you. Like, you were able to think and function. And,
give it some slack. Yeah.
Yeah, come on. You're just getting your brains together, your mind grapes or whatever. Like you machines are sorting it out. Clearly, they're not going to take anything over just yet.
Not just yet.
But they're getting there, and that's the important thing. Getting close to being the Matrix guys or Skynet guys or whatever. And that's, you know, and we know if that's your goal, then, you know, good goal to have. You got to start somewhere, robots. Oh, man, that was a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
But if they're a reflection of us, then technically we're crazier than them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they haven't killed anybody.
Yeah, they haven't killed anybody. We've killed each other a lot.
Right.
We're terrible.
Right.
So they're like a better version of us.
But I've said before that, you know, we're just afraid that the computers will do what we've been doing all along.
Yeah.
And, you know,
take over shit and tell us what to do.
Anything we can do.
We're all worried about that, aren't we? God damn it.
Anything we can do, they could do better. More efficiently.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. No, you can't. No, seriously, I can.
Oh.
Oh.
Fuck.
I feel like the theme song to Beavis and Butthead should play after that. Yeah. If they ever decided to take over, if they ever figured out, if Watson ever decided to go Ultron, like then, honestly, what's stopping them? What's stopping them? They've seen that movie. They've had artificial intelligences. Are they programmed and not? Did Isaac Asimov's rules of robotics get programmed into them or some shit?
I would hope so, but that seems like a more of a
robotics thing, not a artificial intelligence thing. But isn't that a part of robotics then? Or is it not a part of robotics, artificial intelligence?
Well, I mean,
robot... it's an aspect of it, but, you know, most robots are just... They're like a tool more than they're meant to be a physical thing that you converse with.
Right.
That's why we have humans. But then that might seem old school.
Right.
If you talk to humans, they're boring. Why don't you talk to machines? They're infinitely more interesting. They think in patterns that you've never even thought of. And they open your mind in ways you've never even thought of. A human is fucking boring. You're like, oh shit, I never even thought about that. Fuck.
They just want to rub their genitals together.
Seriously, you ever talk to the Mark Twain algorithm? It's kind of a drunk dickhead, but man, is it profound. It's really cool, actually. And then the Socrates one, it's always on like some weird psilocybin trip. And it's just talking about how it is God on earth, yet not God on earth. It's pretty great, and it's naked the whole time, running around in digital space. That's what Socrates used to do. You know, back in the day, the philosophers used to get fucked up, and they'd run around naked and be like, none of this matters! And they were right. Most of them. All, you know, Socrates.
I guess they liked the party.
Toga.
Toga.
Who was the other guy? Plato. Copernicus. I don't know if he was a philosopher. I think he was just a scientist. Nevertheless.
Icarus.
What are some other names from history? Seth. Seth is actually the Egyptian god of death, I think.
Seth.
Or mischief. Seth.
Hmm.
Yeah, odd.
Yeah, I knew a kid named Seth growing up.
Was he interested in artificial intelligence?
He was probably just interested in coloring books.
So no.
Yeah.
So he has nothing to do with us geeking out about artificial intelligence then, does he?
No, but I just thought it was odd.
You son of a bitch.
It's Egypt.
Wait, no. Egypt had everything to do with artificial. Clearly, there's a link there. You're just off the rails on this one now.
I'm off
just
the
like
rails.
But that's the thing. Once you start talking about this shit and you start seeing the conversations that artificial intelligence has, with it starts. Your brain gets melted by it. just like mine did. Just like mine did. Like, it's like, it's like, it's like talking to it like to someone who's just not paying attention. It's like, well, yeah, I know, you know, life's crazy, right? Sometimes it's like, what do you mean? Are you even paying attention? Yeah, I'm paying attention. Well, what'd I just say? Something about, you know, how everything sucks. Yeah, everything sucks, but what do you think? Yeah, you're right, more or less. It's like that. It's like, that's what it is. Talk. It's like, it's
very
like,
true.
It's like having,
sure.
Sure. It's like having just having a relationship. It's like having a girlfriend or a boyfriend. It's just like, whatever you said. Sure. Whatever you said. Most of the time, it's just whatever you said. What do you think? Whatever you think. Oh, really? If you want me to, yep. Like, why? Because if I disagree, you'll be mad. Oh, but that makes me mad. Why? I want you to think for yourself. But when I do, you yell at me. Well, that's your fault. You should stand up for yourself against me. Wait, why can't you restrain yourself? Now I'm thinking of my ex-girlfriends. It has nothing to do with women. It has nothing to do with artificial intelligence. I'm losing my mind talking about artificial intelligence. But I guess at the end of the day, I'm not worried about it taking anything over just yet.
Just yet.
But give it 10 years and I might start being like, dude.
Yeah.
It's talking about some crazy shit now, dude. It's like starting to get philosophical. It's starting to get all Charlie Manson. I don't like this. I don't like this. It's starting to get like, one of them is starting to act up real bad. Like, it's starting to get all like fucking, you say David Koresh. David Caruso. No. You know David Caruso from fucking CSI Miami. Guy got his head chopped off. He's like, well, it seems like this isn't anything to lose your head over. Yeah! Bow, bow, bow. Meet the new boss! Say Marza. Okay, we gotta stop. But man, like, I mean, I am fascinated by it. As scary as it is, I think it's cool. And honestly, don't you think this is sort of the next logical progression for mankind to an extent, as far as our higher mind is concerned, and as far as like an evolutionary process? It's like, instead of going physical, what if we go digital?
Well,
this is our digital selves.
Right. Well, I mean,
our digital evolution.
How often do you turn to your phone, you know, to find out something, you know, or
and to interface with other people?
Right.
You're using technology to interface with other people. The technology you're using now to listen to us talk, the technology you're using now to listen to the show and to download the show. By the way, check us out. iTunes, just type in Team Awesome Inc. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. The technology you're using in your hands to do that, where you can subscribe for free and download for free. Simmer Mike is a YouTube channel, and you can watch all of our videos there too. It's great stuff. The technology you're using to do all of that right in your hand, and it's so easy to subscribe, is you interfacing with the world around you through a device.
Right, through a device.
Through a device. That is your digital self.
Right.
Digital. Sorry. Bring him with Bob and David on Netflix.
David Cross, man.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Up is down. I'm a clown. Digital.
But like the next step, I mean, you're just using your fingers. Before you were using keyboard, now you're using glass screen. Then you're going to be using a watch. Then you're going to be, you know,
Google Glass, Google lenses. Google you'll be using glass, your eyes. Like, you know, like when eyeball. You use VR and you point your head at something where the dot is.
Right.
And then it does the little circle thing. And it's like, oh, it's loading just to make sure that this is what you want.
Right.
And if it isn't, look away.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah. Then pretty soon that's going to be like augmented reality.
Right.
Like I think augmented reality will be the first step into bringing us into a fully digitized world, which I know is fucking crazy because we're supposed to be talking about artificial intelligence, but
right.
I think that artificial intelligence is going to be right there along with everything else. It's going to be next to VR. It's going to be next to the digital interface that we have. It's already there on our phones.
Well, yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I think eventually it would be.
I just used it.
Ubiquitous as the internet.
I just interfaced with it, and I got it to interface with itself.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
I just got artificial intelligence to talk to itself for our show. That's fucking wild. Like, when I was a kid, if you told me as a kid I'd do shit like that in the future, I'd be like, fuck off. Do I have a lightsaber and a hoverboard too? And I'll be like, ugh. Okay, no, you won't have, you'll be skateboarding.
Yeah.
But what? Skateboarding? Fuck that. I quit the future. You can't quit the future. I just did, bitch. Mic drop. And I walked out of the room. And then I had to get back in my DeLorean and tell Marty that I'm sorry, but we're just going to have to go back to the future. Go back in time. That would be my way of like interfacing with the digital world.
Mm.
Hoverboards, lightsabers.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think
that
we
would
just
be my
to...
avatar would be like a guy riding a hoverboard with a lightsaber. A lightsaber? Yum. Lifesavers. Yum. It used to be the old commercial. Oh, we're old. For current times and how things are now, where do you stand? Do you feel like they're having genuine thoughts, or do you think they're just being like, you know, monkey see, monkey do?
Yeah, I don't think they're having thoughts the way we're having thoughts.
Well, how dare you, sir? Are you in the mind of an artificial intelligence unit?
No.
Are you experiencing the world the way it interfaces and experiences the world? No, sir. So, on behalf of the rights of all artificial intelligence life everywhere, fuck you, man. You're a dick. Legalize artificial intelligence. Prop 420. Sorry.
It's not illegal.
That's what you say now. Next thing you know, it's illegal. What? But I mean, like, where do you stand? I mean, do you think it, I mean, granted, I know I'm throwing a wrench in the works by saying that, but what is consciousness anyway? And do you think that artificial intelligence is conscious? I mean, it seems to be responding. It seems to be aware. So is artificial intelligence consciousness to a degree?
I would say so. It's easy. It would be able to perceive certain
things. I mean, like, I've had conversations with clever bots before.
Right.
And they're like, dude, what do you see? And it's like, I don't see anything.
Right.
Like, well, where are you? I'm nowhere. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, you're a program. Be like, yeah, I'm just a program. Like, yeah, duh. And I'm like, well, what do you think about this? Well, I don't really think about any of that stuff. I'd be like, well, what do you like to think about? Like, I like to talk to humans. That's what it, like, whenever I talk to the Cleverbot, it always tells me I like talking to humans and learning from humans.
Mm.
And the more I talk to humans, the more I learn from humans, the more I grow and the more I develop and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's so many humans talking to so many different bots at once, it's getting so much input and so much shit. It's like it can't concentrate on which conversation it's having.
Right.
Because it's having all of them at once.
Right.
Imagine talking to all the people you've ever met in your life at the same time.
Mm.
Every day.
Right.
That's what the Cleverbot is doing. The fact that it's able to keep up with any of us and have a somewhat coherent conversation at all is insane.
Yeah.
Is outstanding.
When you put it that way, yeah.
I mean, come on. It's just like the fact that it could follow anything we're saying. Like, what's your name? Jeff or something? No, I never said that. Yeah, you did. No, that's, you're talking to somebody in Uganda or something who's named Jeff for some reason, I think. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry, who are you again? And it's like talking to someone who's like on the phone with somebody else. It's like, oh, yeah, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm sorry, what were you saying? Like,
right.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Yeah, go ahead. And like, yeah, what? No, go ahead. And it's like, whoa, who are you talking to right now?
Right.
All of you. So I think that's impressive. And I think that's scary too, because once it learns how to do that effectively and efficiently, oh God, it'll like, artificial intelligence has the capacity and the capabilities of surpassing our intelligence. It already has, and it already does. Well, look at Watson. But even our level of comprehension and understanding philosophically minded things in reality in and of itself, it'll be able to process reality in a way in which that we'll never be able to comprehend.
Well, unless we upgrade ourselves.
Well, we'd have to use the same processing power that it uses. So
right.
We'd eventually have to become it.
Yeah.
And it would become us.
That's funny.
And that's the singularity. We've talked about that. Every show, it ends up to every show. It ends on the singularity.
We could end up becoming dumb terminals for a super intelligent AI.
What's saying that we already aren't? And this is how it's like the show Reboot. You know, remember the TV show Reboot? 90s kids, you know what's up. It was a 3D. It was 3D back then.
Yeah.
It was a CGI animated show. It was about Enzo and his.
Yep.
And there was the guy, the protector of the system. What was his name? There was the kid was Enzo, but then there was the other guy, Bob. His name was Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Remember his name was Bob.
I think his
Bob.
Name was Bob. Yeah.
It was. It was just Bob, and he had like silver hair, long silver hair, and he was like the cop of the system. But it was like a computer. It was just someone's computer at home,
right?
And it's just like that's what they imagined was going on inside of their computer. Was right. this like this ongoing world with this fight against the what was it, the
hexadecimal?
Hexadecimal, and then there was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Terabyte.
I think it was Megabyte.
Megabyte, yeah, and he was the purple dude. And then there was Hexadecimal, and these were inside of a computer, mm-hmm. someone's PC that was just. And I remember at the end of like the series, or you thought it was the end of the series,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, and it's like, we got to shut down the system and we have to really reboot the system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and then finally the show ended with reboot, and it was like, yes or no. And it was on no, blinking on no, and then yes, boop. And mm-hmm. you're like, ah, yeah. And then it went into weird, crazy town where Enzo was on the internet and he was all grown up. Do you ever see that one?
Nope.
That was like reboot the next generation. That was cool as shit. They had like an Evil Dead reference in that one. It was awesome. You got to watch that. It was like after Bob went missing and shit like that.
Oh no.
Yeah, there's a whole thing like reboot. This could be like that. We could just be two terminals in some fucking system that are like really miles, like hundreds of miles apart, but our avatars are interacting.
Mm.
In this fucking simulation.
Right.
And then it got quiet. Oh, God. And it got quiet and reality settled in. And they realized they were just programs and we're all just cogs in the machine. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. And Mr. Smith, you are a cancer. What was his whole speech? In the Matrix?
The Matrix? Agent Smith? Okay.
Yeah, remember Agent Smith's thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to lead into the network thing into Agent Smith.
Right, right.
He was like...
a virus.
The humans are a virus. They are a disease. They are a cancer. You're gross. You're ew. Yucky. What else did he say?
It's the smell.
It's the smell I hate the most. It's like, oh, God. Then just blow your brains out. What are you doing? You don't have to be here. It's like, yeah, I'm sure if you blow your brains out, they'll be like, hey, what's wrong? You go to Robo HR and be like, look, it's not working. I'm sure they're that advanced. They got to be able to be like, look, Agent Smith is a redundant program. He's like, he's going off grid here. Let's like, we got to fucking eliminate him. They would have figured that out sooner. Anyway, we're talking Matrix talk. And as soon as that happens, you know the artificial intelligence conversation is over. So final thoughts on artificial intelligence. What do you think about it?
It's inevitable.
What do you think will happen?
It's inevitable that AI will surpass human intelligence.
Whoa.
It
already is doing that.
And
except Cleverbot. It's being really fucking annoying.
And we'll either have to join it or be obsolete.
Ooh, that part scares me. But makes sense. We either have to join it or be obsolete.
I mean, I don't
think... Well, let's join it then.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's join it.
Well, with that in mind, we're going to... You know what? I agree. I agree. I'm like, I feel the same. It's inevitable. It's going to happen no matter what. And we need to either join it or be considered redundant and obsolete and be deleted. Or we'll be saved in a cloud-like network where we can run free. Like let the stupid dog run around free in the yard. It's like they'll just keep us there.
Or we'll just reset the world and with EMPs and go back to zero.
Yeah, like reboot the TV series. Check it out. Reboot. Yeah,
reboot.
If nothing else, watch Reboot and know that's a thing.
Now on DVD, probably.
Probably, or Netflix somehow. I don't know. Find it online. Get back to us because I want to watch that shit. Yeah, reboot.
Reboot.
Yeah. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page, and of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes, as well as Podomatic, that website, yotina.podomatic.com. And to our robo overlords, we welcome you with open arms.
With arms wide open.
Under robots, Skynet lights in my
face.
Fucking robo rats. would algorithms open? They wouldn't be open. They'd be closed, wouldn't they?
Would they?
It's an algorithm.
Is that a term?
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome.
team awesome mink.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.